We've sung about the goodness of God. I love to talk about the goodness of God. And we're going to do so again this morning. Praise the Lord. I tell you what. I love to sing. When I heard that song, The Goodness of God, all my life, He's been faithful. Anybody else feel like that? All my life, He's been so faithful. Praise the Lord. It never ceases to amaze me. When you start talking about the love of God, and you start talking about how God is good all the time, you can't help but be personal. For me, it's personal. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's personal. Yeah. The goodness of God is personal. He looks after you because the goodness of God is personal. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. I received Him personally. He's personal. And His goodness is personal. Sometimes I tell people I feel like one of God's favorites. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, hey, you're one of His favorites. Yes, you are. Every now and again, though, we go through stuff. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation. He did say that. In this world, you will have tribulation. And I've said this before, but sometimes you get people to say, well, you know, they're going through stuff. You know, the Christian life is not a bed of roses. I say, yes, it is. Because I think in a rose garden, there are some thorns. Just saying. And I have to tell you, you know, when we sang about the goodness of God, even when we go through the fire and all kinds of stuff, David went through those things. Back in Psalm 22, verse 1, he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? David went through some stuff. And he felt that there were times that God was far from him. But we sang about the love of God. The love of God never fails. On and on and on and on and on and it goes. He satisfies our soul. Praise the Lord. I got to tell you, it's not in my message, not in my notes, but it just means so much to me now. A few Wednesday nights ago, I think this was before we left for vacation, Shannon was leading the Bible study, then we were looking at Psalm 23, and she said, I want you to look at Psalm 23 like you've never seen it before, and we're just going to be quiet in the presence of the Lord, and we want you to look at the psalm and read it, like I said, like you have not seen it before, and write down those things that mean a lot to you. And then we'll talk about that. So, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes passed. We gave people opportunity to look at the psalm, to read the psalm, and contemplate what it meant to them. There were some awesome things that come out of that scripture. One translation says, you know, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runs over. Let's go back earlier. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His. And then there's a part in there he says, I'm going to prepare, one translation says it like this, I'm going to prepare a 6-course meal in the presence of my enemies. Think about that for a moment. That's the goodness of God. It's like the enemies being held back. And He's preparing a meal and He wants you to feast because his presence, in his presence there's fullness of joy, in his right hand there's pleasures forevermore. But he's so faithful that even in the presence of our enemies, when the enemy seems to be surrounding, he wants us to draw close to him, to go to that quiet place in him. That is not a funeral passage of Scripture. Even in the presence of our enemies, he wants to restore our soul. He wants us to be quiet in him. And he wants us to have strength so we'll meet the enemy. That's big. That's big. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, that's big. I need that one. But you need his presence. Yes, you do. You need the goodness of God to sustain you all the days of your life and so that you can dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. We do have an enemy. Goes about seeking, as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That's his job. But we need the presence of God to help us, to sustain us, to strengthen us, to comfort us. And David, at this point in juncture in his time, he says, he just felt forsaken. Why? God hadn't forsaken him. He was always there. No matter what we do or where we go, he's always there. It's just we're not in tune enough to see that he's there. You know that the provision of salvation is for all mankind. We celebrated communion. But the provision is for all mankind. It's for everybody. God so loved the world. It's for everybody. Turn and say to your neighbor, it's for everybody. That includes you and it includes me. It includes everybody. God is not going to do, he's not going to do anything more with his son. Nothing more needs to be shed. Nothing more. His life doesn't have to be shed again. He's died once and for all men to be saved. The only thing that remains is for them to receive. Praise God. And when you receive God as your personal, or Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, yeah, there'll be times that you might feel forsaken, but you are not forsaken. Isaiah 41:13 says, God says, "For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who says, fear not, I am the one who helps you." Praise God. I can see they're all excited about that. You know, God's so good. He's the one that wants to help you, and he'll help you. He desires to help you personally. Praise God. He's so good. He's so faithful. Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Here God says he's going to do it personally. He'll be with us to strengthen, help, uphold. For this reason, we don't need to fear. We don't need to be dismayed when we're facing situations and going through tough times. Isaiah 43:2 says, "When you pass through the fire," God says, "I will be with you. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame, for it shall not consume you." Now, doesn't that sound like God's goodness? Does that ever sound like God's goodness? That God would be with us. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They went in I was preaching this one time, and I said, they walked through the burning, furry, fiery furnace. And my wife says to me after, she says, "What in the world's that?" I don't know what the furry, fiery furnace. I just know it was pretty hot. And that God was with them. He told them he would be with them. And he was right there in the fire with them. When they got out, you didn't even smell the smoke. Isn't that something? That's the care of God. You know, did they know that was going to happen? No, they just believed God. And when you're going through the fire, believe God. When you're going through the fire, he's your friend. Praise the Lord. No matter if you get the bad news from the doctor, he's still right there with you. That's the goodness of God. Wow. Psalm 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Boy, yes, I understand people need counselors, but there is a counselor of counselors. We sang it. I have a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. Is he your all in all? Have you submitted and surrendered your life to him completely so that he can help you and lead you and guide you and teach you and even talk to you? Oh, you say, well, God doesn't talk today. Well, I don't know. I have someone talking to me, and it's just not in my head. I've gone through things, and I've turned corners, and I've gone in directions. And I may not have recognized his voice right away, but I looked at, Lord, you were there. Yeah, that was me. Thank you for that. Because there's a part of life, it's a journey. Sometimes we learn his voice. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. Are you listening? He's good to you. And sometimes he's so good, you don't even know it. Because you don't realize. You don't realize you're just going through stuff. And the protection of his hand is awesome. Praise God. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for your own sake. For his sake. Why is he good? So that you can feel good? Well, we say the blessing of God is given so that we would be a blessing. It shows forth his goodness, his greatness, his kindness. It shows forth his glory. In fact, many people are praying for the glory of God. They don't realize they've been partakers of the glory of God all along. Every time God gives you provision, he's showing forth his glory, his goodness, his kindness, and his goodness lead us to repentance. Isaiah 40, verse 11, he will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms, and he will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are young. Our good shepherd, he guides us. He gathers us in his arms. He carries us. That's a picture of intimacy right there, of closeness and deep care. It's personal. Praise God. 1 Peter 5, 6 says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he, at the proper time, he may exalt you, casting all of your anxieties on him because he cares for you. What anxieties did you bring in here today? The scripture says, cast all of your anxieties on him. It's personal. He cares for you. Praise the Lord. He's deeply in love with you. Why else? How else would God send his own son? You say, well, that's what friends do. They give up their life for a friend. Oh, you get it. Because God's your friend. He's your friend. He's promised to be a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's promised to look after you and guide you and bring you the care that you need. But it just does. It does take a humbling ourselves before God. Why do we pray? I can't do it myself. I've gone before committees, government committees that I've been leading, and I just say to him now, folks, if you don't mind, I have a heavenly boss, and I got to consult him here because I can't do this my own. And I begin to pray. It's not long, but I begin to pray. Heavenly Father, I recognize that you are here with me. Thank you for your wisdom. It's very humbling. I'll tell you what. It's about God's goodness. I don't take his goodness for granted. No, I don't. He's always good. In the fire, through the flames, he's always, always good. Psalm 40 says, as for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. You are my help and my deliverer. And he says, don't delay God. I know you may be going through some stuff and you go, now, don't delay God. Don't delay. I can't have a delay anymore. But earlier it says that he does stuff in his time. Yes, he's God. He knows best at the perfect moment. There isn't an emergency with him. Turn to your neighbor and say, there are no emergencies with God. Well, Psalm 34 says, 17 says, when the righteous cry for help, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears them. He delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. I can see they're all excited about that. That is a real good place to say praise the Lord. That is a good place to say thank you, Jesus. Because I need that. Praise the Lord. In him we live and move and have our being. Ephesians 2:13 says, but now in Christ Jesus, who once you were once far off, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Hebrews 13:5 says, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, this is what God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. We get concerned about all kinds of things. I get it. Life is life. I totally get it. You got bills to pay and those kinds of things. Somebody, I said to somebody, it's nice to be able to pray. And somebody said, yes, it's also nice to put feet to your prayers. Something like that. You do have to work to get to eat, and you do have to look at your finances to see where you're at and do things in a logical order. But I've got to tell you something. God says himself, I will never leave you. You say, well, my finances are not maybe in the best of shape. I get it. Be anxious for nothing. That doesn't mean we're supposed to, it doesn't say do nothing. It says be anxious for nothing. Doesn't say do nothing. It says be anxious for nothing. Praise the Lord. There's a difference. In John 15, no longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You talk about intimacy. Jesus calls us friends. We sang about it this morning. Friends share with each other. Jesus made known his Father's words, his Father's ways. He says, all that I've heard from my Father, you don't share secrets with just anybody that might be around us. You share secrets with friends. Praise God. Yes. Proverbs 18:24 says, a man of many companions may come to ruin. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Second Corinthians chapter 1 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all, doesn't say some, it says all of our afflictions, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by. Praise God. When we're afflicted, we've got one to run to, the God of all mercies, the God of all comfort. All my life, I have always found God to be good. All my life. All my life. I love Him because, well, He loved me first. I get it. But all my life, I haven't found a single moment when the Lord has not been with me. And I'm here to tell you that it's personal. Our God is a very personal God. You are not a number. The government may see us as a number. The government may be confused as to even what your gender may be. But God is not. He is a personal God. And I trust that you know Him in a personal way. And if you don't, it just takes a moment to say, Lord, I recognize what you have done for me on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for forgiving me of all my sin and taking that sin and removing it as far as the east is from the west. Thank you that you take my sin and you put it in the sea of forgetfulness and you remember it no more. You are faithful. And I thank you for your goodness. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days, I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Lived in the goodness of God.
for your word. Your word is forever settled in heaven. It's yes and amen. I'm glad for each person that is here to receive your word today. I ask, Lord, that you would challenge them, that you would sustain them, that you would help them, that you would encourage them, and that you would enlighten them, and may your peace be upon them, even as they go out and in, and they're rising up and they're sitting down. Bless the works of their hands and the things that they work with and the people who they see. May the light and the very countenance of your presence shine through them to those friends and relatives and family and neighbors and to the community, that you might be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.